Now let me repeat all the pastimes of Antya Lila, for if I do so, I shall taste the pastimes again. Prathama parichede rupera dvitiya milana tara madhye dui natakera vidhana sravana. The first chapter describes how Rupa Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu for the second time and how the Lord heard his two dramas, Vidakta Madhava and Lalita Madhava. Taramadhye Shivananda Sange Kukkura Aila Prabhu Tare Krishna Kahanam Mukta Karila. That chapter also describes the incident of Shivananda Sen's dog, who was induced by Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu to chant the holy name of Krishna and was thus liberated. Dvitiye Chota Haridase Karila Sikshana Tar Madhye Shivanandera Ascharya Darshana. In the second chapter, the Lord instructively punished Junior Haridas. Also in that chapter is the wonderful vision of Sivananda Sena. Tritiye Haridasera Mahima Prachanda Damodara Pandita Kaila Prabhure Vakya Danda. In the third chapter is a description of the forceful glories of Haridas Thakur. That chapter also mentions how Damodar Pandit spoke words of criticism to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Prabhu Nama Diya Kaila Brahmand Mochana Haridas Karila Namera Mahima Sthapana. The third chapter also tells how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu delivered everyone by bestowing upon the universe the holy name of the Lord, and it described how Haridas Thakur established the glories of the holy name by his practical example. Chaturthe Sri Sanatenar Dvitiya Milana Dehatyaga Haite Tandra Karila Rakshana. The fourth chapter describes Sanatana Goswami's second visit with Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and how the Lord saved him from committing suicide. Jaisthyamaseera dupe tandre kaila parikshana Shakti sancharya punaha pathaila vrindavana. The fourth chapter also tells how Sanatana Goswami was tested in the sunshine of Jaistha, May and June, and was then empowered to send back to Vrindavan. Panchame Pradyumna Mishre Prabhul Kaila Kripa Karila Rayadvare Krishna Katha Tandre Sunaila. In the fifth chapter, the Lord showered his favor to Pradyumna Mishra and made him hear topics of Krishna from Ramananda Rai. Taramadhye Bangala Kavira Nataka Upekshana Swarupa Gosaina Kaila Vigraheira Mahima Sthapana. Also in that chapter, Damodar Goswami rejected the drama of a poet from Bengal and established the glories of the deity. Sasthe Raghunatha Radase Prabhura Milana Nityananda Agyaya Chida Mahotsava Kaila. The sixth chapter describes how Raghunath Das Goswami met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and performed the chipped rice festival in accordance to Nityananda Prabhu's order. Damodara Swarupa Thani Tandre Samarpila Govardhana Sila Gunja Mala Tandre Dila. The Lord entrusted Raghunath Das Goswami to the care of Swarup Damodar Goswami and gave Raghunath Das the gift of a stone from Govardhan Hill and a garland of small conch shells. Saptama Parichade Vallabha Bhatte Ramilana Nanamate Kailatandra Garva Khandana. The seventh chapter tells how Sri Chaitanya met Vallabha Bhatta and dismantled his false pride in various ways. Astame Ramachandra Purira Agamana Tandra Bhai Kaila Prabhura Bhiksham Sankochana. The 8th chapter describes the arrival of Ramchandra Puri and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu minimized his eating due to fear of him. Navame Gopinatha Pattanayaka Mochana Trijagatera Loka Prabhuri Paila Darshana. In the 9th chapter is the description of how Gopinath Pattanayak was delivered and how the people of the three worlds were able to see Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Dasame kahilo bhakta datta aswadana Raghav pandite ratanra jhalira sajana. In the 10th chapter I have described how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted the food given by his devotees, and I have also described the assortment of the bags of Raghav Pandita. Taramadye Govindera Kaila Parikshana Taramadye Parimunda Nitrera Varnana. Also in that chapter is the description of how the Lord examined Govinda and how he danced in the temple. Ekadase Haridasa Thakure Niryana Bhaktavatsala Yahan Dekhila Gaura Bhagavan. The 11th chapter describes the disappearance of Haridas Thakur and how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, the Supreme Personality of God, had showered his affection for his devotees. Dvadase Jagadanande Rataila Bhanjana Nityananda Kaila Sivanandera Tadana. In the 12th chapter, that are the descriptions of how Jagadananda Pandit broke a pot of oil and how Lord Nityananda chastised Sivananda Sen. Trayodashe Jagadanandera Mathura Yaila Mahaprabhura Deva Dasira Gita Sunila. In the 13th chapter, Jagadananda Pandit went to Mathura and returned, and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu by chance heard a song sung by a Devadasi dancing girl. Raghunatha Bhattacharya Tahani Milana Prabhu Tandre Kripakari Pathaila Vrindavana. Also in the 10th chapter, Raghunatha Bhatta met Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who by his causeless mercy sent him to Vrindavan. Chaturdeshe Divyanmad Aramba Varnana Sharira Ithaprabhura Managela Vrindavana. The 14th chapter describes the beginning of Lord's spiritual trance, in which his body was in Jagannathpuri, but his mind was in Vrindavan. Taramadye Prabhura Simhadvare Patana Astasandhityaga Anubhavera Udgama. Also in that chapter is a description of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell down in front of Sinhadwar gate of Jagannath temple, his bones separated at the joints, and how various transcendental symptoms awakened. Chataka Parvata Dekhi Prabhure Vrindavana Taramadye Prabhura Kichu Prajalpa Varnana. Also in that chapter, there is a description of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu ran towards Chataka Parvat and spoke like a madman. Panchadasha Parichede Udyana Vilasa Vrindavana Brahme Yahan Karila Praveshe. In the 15th chapter is the description of how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu entered a garden on the shore of the sea, mistaking the garden for Vrindavan. Taramadye Prabhurila Panchendriya Akarshana Taramadye Kaila Rasi Krishna Anveshana. Also in that chapter is a description of the attraction of Lord Chaitanya's five senses to Krishna and how he searched for Krishna in the Rasa dance. Sodase Kalidase Prabhura Kripakarila Vaishnave Chustit Khaibar Phala Dekhela. The 16th chapter tells how Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu showed his mercy to Kalidas and thus demonstrated the result of eating the remnants of the food of Vaishnavas. How many more? 46. Okay. Shivanande Balaka Sloka Karila Simhadware Dwari Prabhure Krishna Dikhela. It also describes how Sivananda Sens composed a verse and how the doorkeeper of the Simhadwara showed Krishna to Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. Mahaprasade Ratanha Mahima Varanila Krishna Dharmat Dhamatera Phala Sloka Aswadila. Also in that chapter, the glories of Mahaprasad are explained and a verse is tasted describing the effect of the nectar of the lips of Krishna. Saptadeshi Gabhi Madhye Prabhura Patana Kumaraka Anubhavera Tanhi Udgama. In the 17th chapter, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu fell amongst the cows and assumed the form of a tortoise in his ecstatic emotion effect. Krishnera Shabda Gune Prabhura Mana Akarshila Kastri Angate Slokira Artha Aswa Karila. Also in the 17th chapter, the attributes of Krishna's sound attracted the mind of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who described in ecstasy the meaning of the Kastri Angate verse. This particular verse is recited by the gopis in the separation mood. Bhava sabaile puna kaila pralapana karanamrita slokir artha kaila vivarana. Due to the conjunction of various ecstatic emotions, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu again began speaking like a madman and described in detail the meaning of a verse from Krishna Karanamrita. Astadasha parichede samudre patana Krishna Gopi Jalakeli Tahana Darshana. In the 18th chapter, the Lord fell into ocean and in ecstasy he saw the pastimes of the water fight between Krishna and the gopis. Tahani Dekhila Krishnera Vanya Bhojana Jalaya Uthaliya Prabhura Aila Svabhavana. In that dream, Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu saw Krishna's picnic in the forest. As Lord Chaitanya floated in the sea, a fisherman caught him, and then the Lord returned to his own residence. Unavinshe Bittaye Prabhura Mukha Sangrahana Krishna Raviraha Spurti Prajal Pralapa Varanana. In the 19th chapter is the description of how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu rubbed his face against the wall and spoke like a madman because of separation from Krishna. Vasanta Rajanite Pushpodhyane Viharana Krishnera Saurabhya Slokera Artha Vivarana. That chapter also describes Krishna's wandering in garden on a spring night, and it fully describes the meaning of a verse about the scent of Krishna's body. Vimsha parichyade nija sikshashtaka padaya tara artha swadila preme avishyatahana. In the 20th chapter, Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu recited his own 8 stanzas of instruction and tested their meaning in ecstatic love. Bhakte sikhayate yehi sishashtaka kahila se sloka astakera artha puna aswadila. Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu composed those 8 stanzas to instruct devotees, but he also personally tasted their meaning. Mukhya mukhya lilar artha karilum kathana अनुवाद है ते स्मर ग्रंथे न विवरण. आई हैव थस डिस्क्राइब्ड द प्रिंसिपल पास्ट टाइम्स एंड देयर मीनिंग, फॉर बाय सच रिपीटेशन वन कैन रिमेम्बर द डिस्क्रिप्शन इन द बुक. एक एक परिच्छेदर कथा अनेक प्रकार, मुख्य मुख्य कहिलुन तथा ना पाया विस्तार. In every chapter, there are various topics, but I have selected only those that are principal, for not all of them could be described again. Shri Radha Sah Shri Madan Mohan, Shri Radha Sah Shri Govinda Charana, Shri Radha Sah Shri Shri Gopinathar, Shri Tin Thakur Hai Gaudeya Natha. The Vrindavan deities of Madan Mohan with Srimati Radharani, Govinda with Srimati Radharani, and Gopinath with Srimati Radharani are the life and soul of the Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Shri Yukta Nityananda, Shri Advaita Acharya, Shri Gaura Bhakta Vrinda, Shri Swarupa, Shri Rupa, Shri Sanatan, Shri Guru, Shri Raghunath, Shri Jeeva Charana, Nija Shire Dhariyai Sabara Charana, Yaha Haite Haya Sabha Vanchita Purana. So that is my desire, that my desires may be fulfilled, I place the lotus feet of these personalities on my head. Lord Shri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu with Lord Nityananda, Advaita Acharya and their devotees, as well as Sri Swarup Damodar Goswami, Sri Rupa Goswami, Sri Sanatan Goswami, Sri Raghunath Das Goswami, who is my spiritual master, and Sri Jiva Goswami. The purport by His Divine Grace is Sri Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Sri Raghunath Das Goswami was the instructing spiritual master of Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami and has therefore been described as Sri Guru. So, we read the synopsis of the entire 20 chapters of the Antya Lila. In the beginning of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami prays to the three deities of Vrindavan, namely Sri Radha Madan Mohan, Sri Radha Govinda Dev and Sri Radha Gopinath. And he describes them as the relationship establishing deity is Radha Madan Mohan, the Sambandh, Sambandhati Dev. Radha Govinda Dev is Abhidheya deity. Abhidheya means the application to establish the relationship. Relationship is established along with the Abhidheya, means the practical application, how to sustain the relationship. So, and then, what is the ultimate aim of such relationship and such process to sustain the relationship? The aim is the love of Godhead, and that is Prayojana Adi Dev is Sri Radha Gopinath. So in this way, he begs the permission to establish the absolute truth as it is described in Srimad Bhagavatam, starting with the Chatushloki Bhagavatam, the description of these four verses are so essential for Gaudiya Vaishnava that on the basis of the strength of this meaning of the four slokas of Srimad Bhagavatam, the absolute truth is described, the absolute truth is enumerated, and we cannot go beyond this absolute truth. So in this way, he wants to establish on the strength of this absolute truth that here is Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, who is the same Supreme Personality of Godhead. So therefore, the second chapter was entirely devoted for Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. So in this way, in Adi Leela, we see the establishment and how this establishment of the absolute truth manifests Supreme Personality of Godhead as Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. The meaningful narration of his pastimes can be understood in our Gaudiya Vaishnava tradition. So therefore, he enumerates the same three deities at the end that he is obliged to. So, we get strength from the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He has appeared in the form of his Archa Vigra, and he is known different from the absolute truth manifest as the Personality of God. He may be so kind upon us to allow us to worship him because we are in bodily conception. But the same bodily conception, with the help of this absolute truth in practical application, can yield the same prayojan of love of Godhead. Therefore, two systems, namely Pancharatriki and Bhagavati system, have been established to prove. The proof of the pudding is in eating. So, in this way, the pure devotional service is not simply a hypothesis. It's only very practical in application and with tangible result which is performed. And that's what Krishna also reiterates in Srimad, in Bhagavad Gita. Then, pratyaksha avagamam dharmyam susukram kartum avyayam. The practice of the pure devotional service is happening right before our eyes. It's not a blind belief. It has come in the form that manifests practically. Dharmam susukham kartum avyayam. This is the practice of religion. Religion, Prabhupada says, is to yoke with, to link with. We are linking with relationship. Without relationship, there is no linking. And at the same time, without the process, the linking has no meaning. The process is to sustain the relationship, so it should be continued. And that process, both Bhagavati and Pancharatriki system, Bhagavati means chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Ram, Hare Ram, Ram Ram, Hare Hare. And Pancharatriki Vidhi means Narada Pancharatra and other agamas that we are using as the procedure of worship. So both the systems help us to practically realize the absolute truth in deity worship. The ultimate aim, which is prayojan, is to develop love of Godhead, is established, and this becomes an irrevocable fact. Prabhupada uses this particular translation that Savai punsam paro dharmo yato bhaktira dokshaje ahaituki apratihata yayatma suprasiddhati. The supreme occupation of for all humanity is to love the transcendental Lord, one which is beyond the perception of senses. In these verses, one verse came about how Lord Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu tasted this relishment of Krishna's love through five senses. Actually, the senses are blunt. They cannot have any access to even understand the purport of the holy name. Ataha Shri Krishna Namadi na bhavet grahyam indriyai. Lord Krishna's name, form, qualities and pastimes are extremely difficult to perceive through the medium of five senses. Sevanam mukhehi jivado svayam sphuratyam eva adyaha. But if we, in the mood of service to the holy name, through all the five senses, the holy name is powerful enough to us to reveal the purport of itself. So therefore, we see that Chaitanya Mahaprabhu exemplified the entire process of pure devotional service. And he showed us the example that the absolute truth is revealed in the highest ecstatic form when one reaches to that particular stage of development of devotional service. So Antya Lila concludes, there are several incidents of chastisement coming in the Antya Lila. Chota Haridas Thakur, Sivanand Sen, and brother of Ramananda Rai, Pattanayak. All the descriptions are there. Seemingly, these are common situations, and Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was badgered by the such complaints. In the case of Pattanayak, as the brother of Rai Rama, I forgot which Rai, Bhavananda Rai, sorry, not Bhavananda Rai, is the brother of Bhavananda Rai, not Ramananda Rai. So, he was working in the treasury of the Mohammedan government. Not Mohammedan government, it's the government of, I think, Pratap Rudra, right? But subsequent in other department, treasury or something, which was not directly related to that. But anyway, and he usurped the money for his own sense gratification. Chaitanya Mahaprabhu sensed out, but then he was to be punished in the pretext. So he was supposed to be, falling on the tips of the sword. That was the kind of punishment. Means death. It's like a corporal punishment. And devotees came rushing to Chaitanya Mahaprabhu and said, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, you are the life and soul of Bhavananda Rai's family. They are your disciples, devotees. They have dedicated their life for your sake. And how come, now he's being punished in this way, for whatever the pretext is. Please save him. And Chaitanya Mahaprabhu chastised. Why do you bother me? How can a sannyasi protect? Do you want me to go and beg from the king? to spare his life? Huh? Devotees are not serious and they commit mistakes. And how many times one can, pardon? So, this kind of chastisement were there. But devotees were not satisfied. They were repeatedly asking. But Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's stand was pretty firm. You know, he said, don't bother me. Leave me alone. Because it disturbs in my bhajan. I want to go in the forest. And somehow or another, indirectly, the Lord was so merciful that he was induced. He induced Prataparudra, the king, to get a similar plea from Damodar Pandit, that he went and repeated his dilemma to him. Oh, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu is so disturbed. He wants to go away from here. From Jagannath Puri to Alarnath. Please convince him not to go. Then he relates that what happened, what made him disturbed. I said, this is the situation that the Pattanayak is now to be tried on the edges of the sword. Means death. I said, what did he do? The king inquired. He said, there are accusations that he usurped about 200,000 rupees or coins or kauris, whatever it is. And that is quite much. And he said, he will pay, but he is not paying. Then, instead of that, he has some choice horses and the opposite party undervalued in order to cheat him. So these situations, seemingly they are ordinary dealings of karmi world, and sometimes the same mentality also occurs within the group of devotees, that this kind of situation and this kind of complaint comes to the spiritual master. Spiritual masters are similarly badgered by so many problems. But are they supposed to get into the problems? They are material problems. They should not be brought. So Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows by his example that the renounced order of life is not meant to handle or manage this kind of problems. Leave him alone. So Prataparudra realized, oh, for this reason the Lord wants to go away. He said, no, I know Bhavananda Rai. They are very ardent disciples of Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, and these devotees are also my life and soul. So therefore I will pardon them. So indirectly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu's mercy induced the king to pardon. That mercy can be indirect, but it should not be direct. So in this way, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu shows by his example that these problems should not come in the nirjan bhajan. One should be totally freed from handling such issues. Otherwise, no nirjan bhajan. Lastly, Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was hearing and relishing the meaning of Sikshashtakam verses. We know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu left only 8 verses for the glorification of the holy name. Even though he was a great pandit, his instructions are more by his examples rather than by his words. Instead of him instructing directly, he made 4 of his stalwart disciples to instruct. So he was a mere listener. He induced Rupa Goswami that he explain the esoteric nature of the devotional service in different rasas, and different mellows. So systematically, Rupa Goswami wrote in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu. He made Sarvabhauma Bhattacharya the professor for liberation. Professor for liberation. Because previously he was a Mayavadi. His target was only liberation. And he did not have proper access to the intricate leelas, because he did not have Sambandha Gyan, Abhideya Gyan, or Prayojan Gyan with the Supreme Personality of Godhead. He was thinking him to be impersonal. Right? So, at least up to liberation, he is authorized. Then the third was Ramananda Rai. He appointed him as the acharya for the Gopi Bhav, the highest ecstatic mellows to be understood through his explanation, the love of Radharani and the gopis. Lastly, he made Haridas Thakur the acharya for the efficacy of the holy name. So Namacharya Haridas Thakur, even though he was illiterate, he was so humble that he prays for every kind of endeavor that Lord wants him to do as the mercy of the Lord, and directly giving credit to the Lord, not for himself at all. Even up to the extent that he admits that, "My dear Lord, I am a lowborn and I am uneducated." How is it possible for him to explain the efficacy of the holy name? But the Lord insisted. So therefore, as a surrendered soul, he said, "Nevertheless, I am your servant. You are my master, so you command me. So therefore, before I say anything, I request you to reside in my tongue. And I will not consider whatever you speak through my tongue. I will speak. I will not consider whether it is right or wrong." So, such detachment to the making an effort of a command of his spiritual master or the Lord and Master, how much a servant can develop the extent of humility, that was exemplified by Haridas Thakur. So we see Chaitanya Charitamrita, the author Krishnadas Kaviraj Goswami, is repeating. I don't think anywhere he has repeated other chapters, but especially in the Antya Leela, he just describes for more and more repeated relishment. Chaitanya Chaitamrita should be thus sung repeatedly. There is no fatigue ever to be realized, because the mellows are sweet and fulfill the ultimate aim of the life, which is love of Godhead. So in this way we see the glorification of the Supreme Absolute Truth, Personality of Godhead, in the personification of Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, is the sum and substance of all Gaudiya Vaishnavas. Only they accept him as the Lord, non-different from Radha and Krishna. And by all systematic arguments, it is thus proved through the authority of the Shastras. Outside the Gaudiya Vaishnavas, nobody accepts him as the Supreme Personality of Godhead. They know Chaitanya Mahaprabhu as Bhakta only. So it's a very rare privilege to understand the Supreme Absolute Truth about Sri Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu through the pages of Sri Chaitanya Charitamrita. So thank you very much. Anybody has any questions?